Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Good morning, 8:11. Blue sky, how about that? Good to see the sunshine. But it looks and feels very cold today.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me. Can't have your hiding.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news. And it was sad to hear about Cloris Leachman, wasn't it, Dean?
It was, yeah, one of our favorites. Interestingly, she pretty much has not been off the air during her entire career, which really started here in the Chicago area. She went to Northwestern, graduated from Northwestern. She lived in Evanston. There's a clip, an old clip we found from 1946, newspaper clipping from 1946 that announces that she won a very special contest on WGN Radio back then. There was a Miss Virginia Charm School show, which I am advocating, by the way, for our management that we bring that back.
Why not?
Well, that would be a fantastic. I don't know what you do on a charm school show exactly, but I think we should bring it back. But one of the things that they did was have a Miss Chicago beauty contest. Guess who enters? A 20-year-old Cloris Leachman, student at Northwestern University, described as the most distinguished student actress at Northwestern at the time, singing, dancing, piano playing. She won the contest. And there's a picture of her on our website, WGNTV.com, that you can see of her in her full bathing beauty splendor as Miss WGN. That qualified her to go on to compete in the Miss Chicago contest against beauty contests from other radio stations.
That's crazy.
Also, and she won that contest, so she became Miss Chicago as well. And that then allowed her to compete in the Miss America pageant that year, and wow, which unfortunately she did not win. But things worked out for her just the same. She went on to do, you know, a whole bunch of Philco dramas on television, you know, small dramas. Her biggest claim to fame, of course, is when she hit big on the Mary Tyler Moore Show as the neighbor Phyllis, the ever busybody neighbor Phyllis, that was so popular it was spun off into her own show called Phyllis. And she, you know, she is the most Emmy-nominated actress of all time. She's got 22 Emmy nominations. She won 8 times, a couple of them for Phyllis, a couple for Malcolm in the Middle, a couple for some other shows and variety shows in which she did guest spots. But she's tied. Julia Louis-Dreyfus just recently tied her with 8 Emmy wins. But, you know, you go along with that with an Academy Award win in 1974 for her role, incredible role, in The Last Picture Show. And I think we may remember her best from her many appearances in so many great Mel Brooks movies, including what is what I consider and what lots of film organizations consider to be the funniest movie of all time, Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
I am Frau Blücher.
Allow me to introduce Nurse Diesel, my right-hand man, woman.
Dr. Thorndike, how do you do? Charlotte Diesel, I'm sure you'll want to rest a bit and freshen up before you meet the rest of the staff. Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup. Excuse me.
Well, Dr. Thorndike, may I say...
Charles!
Goodbye.
We are so poor! We do not even have a language! Just a stupid accent. Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Did you know the male bee is nothing but the slave of the queen? And once the male bee, has serviced the queen, the male dies. All in all, not a bad system.
Clip from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the 1973 history of the world before that. And, of course, the very, very underplayed but hilariously funny High Anxiety, where she was was Nurse Diesel and Frau Blücher, of course. Cue the horse winning whenever you say Frau Blücher for any reason. Mel Brooks yesterday, on hearing of the loss of his longtime friend, said that, there was nobody like Cloris Leachman, that she could make you laugh or cry at the drop of a hat. She's irreplaceable and will be greatly missed. Also, former Mary Tyler Moore co-star Ed Asner said, "Nothing I could say would top the enormity of my love for you until we meet again, darling." So, just all of show business is remembering Cloris Leachman for being, fairly recently the oldest contestant ever on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
She was on Facts of Life. She was on Malcolm in the Middle. I mean, she was a regular on a lot of shows. Always working. Her reps say that she died of natural causes, 94 years old.
I had the pleasure of interviewing her once years ago, and when you talked to Cloris Leachman, she made you feel like you were the only person in the world. And you know how every once in a while you'll remember some little factoid, and you don't know why, but it sticks with you forever? Well, I still remember, and I don't know how we got onto this, but she was talking about when you have to do a scene where you have to look somebody in the eye, the trick is, and then she put her finger right on the bridge of my nose between my eyes, and she said, "You just look here, a little above the bridge of your nose, a little above the eyes, so it's easy to keep staring as if you're looking at that person."
Yeah.
Right in the eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, but she was like that. She would really sort of focus on you.
Yeah, I spent about 2 hours last night when I heard the news of her death just watching panels that she had been on, talking about behind-the-scenes moments of the making of Young Frankenstein, of the making of some of these movies that are just priceless, or the stories that she told that reminded me of one of the greatest nights of my life, seeing Young Frankenstein on big screen at the Chicago Theater, followed by a one-hour Q&A with Mel Brooks.
Oh, wow.
Who, I introduced him, and then, just watched the show. He was 94 years old at the time. Took over the stage. It was electric to watch it. I mean, this generation of actors and characters, there's nothing like it. But very sad about the death of Cloris Leachman, though.
Somebody was thinking last night on Antenna TV, the Carson Tonight Show featured Cloris Leachman as the guest.
Yeah.
And that was fun to see. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll talk about Kristen Stewart and Phil Collins and Amanda Gorman as well.
Bob Surratt, Radio Chicago, WTN.
Dean, I was looking on social media and saw these pictures of Kristen Stewart as Diana. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Who would have thought that this, former star of the Twilight movie series could pull something off? She always looks so edgy and goth-looking, But these first images that we're getting from this new Princess Diana movie that she's doing, that's called Spencer, she looks exactly like the later day Princess Di. Filming is going on right now. They released first images yesterday. This is a movie which is set in the era in which her marriage to Prince Charles was beginning to fall apart. It's supposed to come out next fall, and unbelievably, it doesn't. I can't believe it's this many years. 25th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana.
Hmm. Now, on to this story about Phil Collins' ex-wife selling his gold records. You would think that in the divorce settlement, money would not be a problem for her. What's going on?
I think this has been really one of the ugly divorces, separation divorces in a long time. They divorced in 2006, then they got back together in 2016. Last year, she left Phil Collins again and married another guy, but she took over the mansion in which they lived in Miami that had Phil Collins' stuff in it. She has since agreed to leave the mansion, but she has... apparently, there's no provision for what to do with the personal effects that were around. So she's selling them off. She's put them all up on the auction block. Want a Phil Collins gold record? Go to, I don't know if it's eBay or, you know, what site it's on exactly. You want, an American Music Award? You can have an American Music Award.
I'm sure somebody will pay big bucks.
Yeah. The nice part is, I love this part, is she's selling off the stuff. And giving part of the money to charity, just to show that she's a nice person,
yeah,
instead of giving the stuff back to the guy.
We reported earlier about poet Amanda Gorman, and she's going to be at the Super Bowl, isn't she?
Yes, I hear she's one heck of a defensive lineman, in addition to being...
Wouldn't surprise me.
Quite as she can do. It seems like she can do everything else.
Yep.
She is the poet that amazed everybody, just had everyone's jaw-dropping at the inauguration last week. She was hired by the NFL to be part of the Super Bowl festivities now to perform another original poem that will honor the three honorary captains that have been selected for the game's coin toss, which this year will be a teacher, nurse, and a Marine veteran. So that is going to happen on February the 7th. I have no doubt that Amanda is going to do a great time. In the meantime, just in 1 week, she signed a deal to release some books of original poetry. She has also signed with the modeling agency. Hmm. So, a lot can happen when you read a poem at an inauguration.
Yeah, the way she did.
For you young kids out there.
Good for her. Are they planning any kind of memorial for Larry King?
Yeah, they actually had one yesterday. He was laid to rest. It was a very small ceremony because of COVID-19 protocols. And his wife... spoke and said because of his Jewish faith that things had to happen pretty quickly. So they probably will have another memorial service later on after COVID. But just what I thought was a really sweet touch at the service, which included Larry's wife and kids and very close family, everybody wore suspenders.
Great.
His suspenders as a tribute to Larry at this.
He would have liked that. And finally, we have a list here. And the number one show on Netflix
is Bridgerton.
Wow.
It is now the biggest show ever on the streaming platform. A record 82 million households around the world have watched it since it debuted on Christmas Day, which is phenomenal. That puts it just ahead of Witcher, The Tiger King, for some reason that people can't stop watching, and The Queen's Gambit. It also is the most watched Netflix show in 83 countries except Japan. I don't know what's going on there with all that, but I'm so curious now of why it's not clicking with Japanese audiences. Bridgerton, by the way, just the other day they announced would be back for a second season.
Not enough samurai action, apparently.
I guess so. Not in the conventional sense, anyway.
No. Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.